herzlich willkommen zum Draußentester. Heute reden wir über zwei Überwachungskameras, die schon seit einigen Jahren auf dem Markt sind und sich noch immer großer Beliebtheit erfreuen. Die Rede ist von der smarten Außenkamera und der smarten Innenkamera des französischen Produzenten Netatmo. Dank Software-Updates, Gesichtserkennung und des durch künstliche Intelligenz ermöglichten sogenannten Deep Learning verspricht der Hersteller eine kontinuierliche Pflege und Verbesserung seiner Produkte. Aber stimmt das wirklich? Warum verzichtet dann Netatmo beispielsweise auf Funktionen wie die manuelle Lichtsteuerung, das Zwei-Wege-Audio oder die manuelle Aufnahme von Standbildern während der Live-Übertragung? All das sind bei vergleichbaren Kameras anderer Hersteller mittlerweile Standardfunktionen. Warum verzichtet Netatmo komplett auf den Akkubetrieb und hat sich stattdessen für die Energieversorgung durch Stromkabel bzw. Netzteile entschieden? Und falls einmal Probleme auftreten, wie kann ich als Kunde möglichst schnell in Kontakt mit den Produktexperten treten? Diese und andere Fragen stelle ich jetzt Florent Michalowski. Er ist Marketing Product Manager Security bei Netatmo in Frankreich. Florent, we're talking about the indoor camera and the outdoor camera, both smart cameras from Netatmo. Are these cameras a package and are they meant to be purchased together?
You can buy the camera you need, depending on your needs. If you are living in a flat, for instance, you will only buy the indoor cam. If you are living in a house, you can complete your indoor cam with an outdoor cam. So products are developed to be standalone products, and people can use it without having both cameras. But during the last years, we developed more and more features in order to help people to have a more complete experience and a more to have more interaction between the two cameras. So you can have a kind of alarm thanks to our cameras using the indoor cameras and the outdoor cameras, and arming and disarming both alarms in the same time. And that's all our ecosystem is done to be used all together.
Who is the target audience for both cameras? Who do you have in mind?
Since the beginning of the smart home, we have more and more connected products per household, and the target audience is bigger and bigger. So if we take a look at security, we could have several audiences. We will have people looking for securizing their home. And they are looking for an ecosystem of product able to protect the home from intrusion and afraid intruders in case of intrusion. That's the first audience. The second audience are people looking for reassurance. The best example of this kind of audience is parents who wants to know if their child are at home or not after a day of school. Thanks to the artificial intelligence of our indoor camera, we are able to identify the child and to send a notification to the parents saying, okay, your child is at home, so everything is okay and he is well at home.
Now, both cameras have been out on the market for almost 8 years now, and this is quite a long time for surveillance cameras these days. So what has happened to them during this period, and how have they been improved?
Yeah, you're right. Our cameras have been launched several years ago. But to be honest with you, it's not exactly the same product since the product we launched 7 years ago. If I take the example of the outdoor camera, we start launch the camera and then we implement new features. Thanks to updates. For instance, we had the Google Home, the Apple Home, the Alexa compatibility. That's the first step. Then we add other features such as adding a siren, adding a new white color, adding an alarm ecosystem. And we progressively add new features to the product. And I insist on one fact. is the fact that people who bought the camera 7 years ago, they can access to all features, except hardware features, of course, because when you have to change the hardware, it's different, but to all features of a new camera. So if, for instance, you bought your camera 6 years ago, you have the possibility to have an ecosystem of camera, meaning camera able to talk to each other. You have the compatibility with Apple HomeKit. You have the compatibility with Apple Home, and so on. So everything is accessible for you in the next year. Will be accessible for you.
Now, before I noticed these surveillance cameras, I had known Netatmo as a primarily high-class and well-known producer of weather stations. Why did Netatmo decide to get into the camera business?
Yeah, you're right. We start with the weather station. It's part of our DNA. We are very proud of this product, of course. But Netatmo is not only weather. Netatmo, in fact, is three main categories of product. You have weather, of course. You have also comfort product. Thermostat. I mean lighting. And we have also security products. So we have a large range of security, a large ecosystem of security product, including safety, such as smoke detectors, monoxide detectors. We have also other products in terms of access control. We have a doorbell, and we are going to launch a door lock. And we have these cameras in the security category. Cameras are a huge part of the product we sell in terms of security. We are really proud of our camera, and for sure we are going to continue to sell camera in the next year.
You mentioned earlier that the camera can be used to secure your home, which makes sense to a lot of people, I'm sure. And you can, for example, check if your children are awake or come home or are at home while you are gone. But being able to control people with a camera is problematic in itself. How does Netatmo deal with that ethical conflict that is inherent in camera surveillance?
Yeah, you're right. One of the first point when you speak about camera is this kind of Orwell things, knowing what I'm doing at home. That's something which is part of Netatmo DNA. All our products are privacy by design. So we are really interested in protecting your data. That's the reason why, in fact, you have two kinds of cameras. You have cameras with a local storage, and you have cameras with a cloud storage. We made the decision to use a local storage and a local processing in order to avoid the risk of hacking, meaning that we want to protect your data. They are all stored locally in encrypted micro SD cards. So that's the reason why we take care of data protection of people.
There are a lot of competitors out on the market, for example, Reolink or Logitech cameras. And they more or less offer to do the same things that Netatmo cameras offer, often at a lower price. So why should I buy Netatmo cameras?
The camera market is a huge market, and we have a kind of mass marketification of the market with more and more products coming in the market with economic alternatives. But I don't want to speak too much of technical data because that's not what we want to bring to the market at Netatmo. In fact, we are a premium brand, and we want to bring some premium experience to our customers. And what really differentiates Netatmo's products from other products of the market is the fact that we first take care of privacy of your data. Secondly, we also have smart features, and we bring a smart experience. I think about artificial intelligence. I think about the ability to recognize people, animals, cars, and so on. And also, we have another point, which is our business model. We have a specific business model. We don't have any fees in order to access to all Netatmo features. That means that storage is free. That means that all updates are free. That means that all features are free. So when you buy a Netatmo camera, everything is free, and a lot of other camera are business model based on fees. Everything is free with a Netatmo product. So the first time you buy a Netatmo product, you won't have to buy another feature or other thing like this. You only pay the price. And we estimate that when you first buy a camera, it's a little bit more expensive, but in 2 or 3 years, it's more profitable to buy a Netatmo camera than another camera in order for a customer.
Let's briefly talk about the indoor camera. Let's focus on this one, because recently there were problems with the indoor camera. There were a high number of camera reboots in some models. How did that happen, and what are you doing to solve this issue?
Unfortunately, you're right. We identify that we have a malfunction of a few numbers of cameras from a production batch. There is no trouble, no risk for people and home. The only risk is some restarts of the cameras, which is not a good customer experience at all. Our customer service department is investigating on the subject, and is contacting all the customer impact by this trouble in order to propose them the best solution in order to improve their experience. And we are really convinced that we don't want to do some negotiation with the customer experience. So we are going to do the best in order to help our customer.
Mm-hmm. How many customers are affected?
It's confidential and I can't say it, but it's not a lot of customer. It's only few number of products. It's a batch of production, and we have a few number of products that are concerned by reboots. So it's not a huge part of our customers.
So what do I get when I buy a Netatmo camera? What is included in the package?
Yeah, so the package is tailor-made depending on the usage of the camera. I mean, when you want to protect an house, you have three areas to protect. You have the indoor, which is the indoor of your home. So there we propose an experience thanks to artificial intelligence with a camera which is able to detect people, to recognize people, and to identify if people are from the home or if they are intruders. So two huge benefits thanks to this technology. First, you know what happened in your home. And secondly, you're not disturbed by a lot of notification, because if the camera detects everything is okay and it's people from home, you won't receive a notification. So it's more peace of mind, and you only receive the alerts you really need. So more peace of mind and more in a better experience for the user. The second part we have to protect when you want to protect a home is the outdoor part. In the outdoor, you can have a lot of things which can happen. You can have animals, you can have cars, you can have people. And our camera, and thanks to our algorithm, is able to recognize people, dogs, cats, and only alerts you when you want to be alert. So it's always a smart product, alerting you only when you need. We have a strong algorithm, and we train all of our algorithms thanks to deep learning to recognize what we want them to recognize. So we are pretty confident with our algorithm. We are more than 9 over 10%. We are more than 90% of recognized. So We're pretty confident, and we are really proud of this technology. Our artificial intelligence technology is really interesting.
Let's talk about installing your cameras, including the app. How difficult is it, or how easy is it?
If we talk about the indoor camera, it's a plug and play installation. It's pretty easy to do. The app Home Plus Security is a good app, and we have no bad feedback on this app. Everybody told us the installation process is really good. If we talk about the outdoor camera, we made a choice when we developed the product. We didn't want it to create battery products. Why we didn't want you to do that? Because when you have a battery product, you have to charge your product. And when you forgot to charge it, it could be a security issue. So we want a constant alimentation of the product. That's the reason why we want to plug it with wires. And on the second hand, what we were looking for is an easy installation. So we develop our product in order to be installed where you install your luminaires. And instead of a luminaires, you can install your camera. So if you feel you're a good DIY man, you can install it by yourself. But we have also some electrician who are commercializing our products and who can install the products in your home if you're not really comfortable with the installation. Even if the installation is really easy, you have several ways to install the product.
You mentioned HomeKit. How easy is it to integrate your cameras, for example, into the Apple HomeKit system?
So, all our cameras are HomeKit compatible. We made the choice to be compatible with all ecosystem, so Apple, Google, Alexa, because we think that what we want to propose to our customer is a user experience and a perfect user experience. So it's really important for us to propose all the possibilities that customers are going to use with our cameras. And HomeKit is an important thing for our customers. And that's the reason why we would like to develop the HomeKit features.
Some customers have criticized that certain features in your cameras, if you compare them to other manufacturer products, are lacking. For example, manually turning on the lights during live view, or also two-way audio is missing. How do you react to that criticism, and why did Netatmo choose not to integrate these features?
When we create a camera, we create it with the most effective and simple UX as possible in order people easily understand what is the experience of the camera. But we regularly have moments in order to exchange with our customers, thanks to several tools like our forum, like interview, like we are doing. So we are regularly in contact with our customers in order to know how can we improve the experience of our product. And when we find a new experience to add, we add it in our product roadmap. And our product roadmap is unfortunately confidential, but it's likely to say that some new features are going to be bring in our product in the next year.
What is your personal favorite feature of Netatmo cameras, and what would you like to improve if you had the chance?
It's difficult because there are plenty of features that I really enjoy in my cameras. I will definitely like the data privacy and the large ecosystem in on-premise security. But if I have to choose one feature I prefer, I think it's the artificial intelligence part, because we all have this trouble with notification, and we have always notification in our smartphone every time. And I think the possibility to have less notification and only the notification that really matters, it's a huge benefit for me, because it's more peace of mind and less trouble for me. So definitely I would choose the smart notification.
And what would you like to improve or change?
When I talk to customers, I know that there are three main expectations in their speech. I've got data privacy, I've got user experience, and I've got the ecosystem part of the application. I think that's three good points to work on, and I know that we have pretty good idea to improve these three points. So yeah, I will say that.
You mentioned artificial intelligence a couple of times, and that's very important, especially when it comes to cameras and how they work these days. Now, could you give us some more information on what is so important about that process, developing artificial intelligence team, for example? How do efficient algorithms analyze scenes? How does that work, and who works on this to improve it?
You know, when you develop a product, it's really important, and all team has a really important role in order to do wonderful products. So in Netatmo, we have plenty of team working on our products and so. But we have a team which is doing all the artificial intelligence and vision algorithm, and they are doing a really special work because it's this kind of algorithms which are making the camera smarter than others. And all these algorithms are made locally by our team. It's a team which is in contact with all the scientists community in order to have the latest techniques in the case. And they are using a lot of techniques such as machine learning and deep learning process in order to the camera be able to learn from all they see in order to be more efficient.
Is there another model in sight in the future? Are there more cameras to be developed by Netatmo, or is it rather a one-time engagement of your company?
Good question. Of course, camera is part of our DNA. We, as I say, security is a huge category for us. Of course, we are continuing to sell camera. But unfortunately, Ralph, and you know it, I'm sure I'm not able to talk to you about our product roadmap is confidential. The only thing I can tell you is this year we are going to launch a new product in terms of security. We are going to launch a door lock, and we are also going to launch a new product, which is a matter sensor, matter compatible. So two products fitting new trends, the access control and the matter ecosystem in the other end. So that's what is planned for 2023. And let's see what 2024 is going to plan for us.
So it's very mysterious. Something is happening. Something is happening, but we don't know exactly what. If I'm considering to buy a security camera these days, and here's Netatmo could be one choice of mine, and I see that this camera has been out on the market for a couple of years, how do I get a guarantee that it's still okay for me to buy it today?
I didn't say that the camera is going to be out of the market. And what you have to know is it's part of our DNA at Netatmo to be able to provide to our customers a continuity of service. So as I say, when you buy a camera 1 year, for instance, if you bought a camera in 2018, for instance, you have the latest features, updates, security updates in your camera. So you have a service continuity. If you want to buy a Netatmo camera and there is no risk at all that your camera wouldn't be up to date in the next year.
If you sum up the feedback that you get from your customers regarding these two cameras, what would be the most interesting and valuable contributions from the community, which I'm sure is very important for you to get this feedback?
Yeah, you're right. We have the chance to have a huge community of people and people who buy a Netatmo camera are really engaged with the brand. We have the chance to be able to communicate with them. We have some forums, we have some tools like our CRM tools in order to communicate with them. So we have plenty of tools in order to communicate with them, and we really like to do this. As I say, people like our cameras. They like the features they can provide. They like also the application, the HomePlus security application, because it's a large ecosystem of products with a lot of uses possible. And of course, they are expecting from us to add new features. We sometimes discuss with them about these new features. You told about two-way audio. You told about some features, and yes, we are looking for the way to implement it.
If I have a question, a problem maybe with a camera, what is the fastest and most efficient way to get an answer?
Yeah, we have a customer service that you can contact by mail. So You just have to contact them and they will answer to you.
Florent Michalowski, Marketing Product Manager, Security at Netatmo. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Ralph.
Das war der Draußentester für heute mit meinem Gesprächspartner Florent Michalowski, Marketing Product Manager Security der Firma Netatmo. Weitere Infos und Links findet ihr auf unserer Homepage draußentester.ch. Der nächste Draußentester kommt bestimmt. Bis dahin, tschüss und ciao, ciao.